Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we're going to be talking about an article that's titled Mapping the World on the Back of a Sheep. It's an interesting title. It caught my attention right away. It's not the type of thing you would expect to see. Mapping the world. Well, when you're making a map, we would use this verb to map. All right. So you are mapping something. That means you are making a map of it. And a map, of course, is something you might find on Google Earth, on your GPS, or in an old book with lots of maps. And it's basically the world on a much, much smaller scale. Now, who makes these maps? Map makers. And what they're doing is they're mapping the world. Now, back in the old days, they'd map the world from a boat maybe the back of a horse as they traveled across a new country. But here we're mapping the world on the back of a sheep.
Yeah, I wonder how that happens, because do sheep swim?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I've never seen a sheep swim. I think it would be too heavy. Probably sink.
Oh, yeah, their coat.
The wool. Yeah, the wool would sink them.
Possibly. So, quite interesting. I definitely want to learn more. What about you guys? Yeah? So, how about let's take a look at our article to find out more about this article.
Reading. Mapping the world on the back of a sheep. Using its 360-degree cameras and vehicles, Google Street View seems to have put nearly every road on the map. One place that always escaped Google's notice, however, was the remote Faroe Islands between Norway and Iceland. That is until one islander decided to take matters into her own hands. She decided to map her home using sheep. The project, named Sheep View 360, was started by a local named Dorita Andreasen and a few friends. They wanted to convince Google to come and map the Faroe Islands. They turned to sheep to draw Google's attention, since the islands are home to nearly twice as many sheep as people. They created a special collar and attached a solar-powered camera to five sheep. Then they let the sheep wander around the island, snapping photos. Soon, people from all over the Faroe Islands were helping map out their homes, using everything from wheelbarrows to kayaks. Eventually, in the fall of 2016, Google took notice and sent help. They didn't just send vehicles, though. Instead, Google gave Andreasen and her friends cameras and trainings so they could finish mapping the islands on their own.
Okay, so our article first starts with, using its 360-degree cameras and vehicles, Google Street View seems to have put nearly every road on the map. And that's true. Have you used Google Street View before?
I have. Yeah, I find it quite useful when you're going to a place in a city that you've never been to before.
Exactly.
It gives you a little idea of what to expect, what to look for. I've even seen the Google truck driving around Taipei two or three times.
Did you say stop and say hi?
No, I try to hide. I don't want them to see me.
Oh.
I don't want to go on the internet and see pictures of me walking down the street.
That'd be cool, though.
It's kind of cool. It's a big truck. It says Google all over. It's got this ball kind of at the top with lots of cameras, and that's how they make these street view images. And yes, every time you go on to Google and check out the street view on Google Earth, it seems they do have more and more places.
Right. But there's one place that's not really in Google's map just yet.
Okay.
Let's find out where it is.
Yeah, the next sentence tells us about that. It says one place that always escaped Google's notice, however, was the remote Faroe Islands between Norway and Iceland. Wow, okay, so this is a pretty far point of the Earth. You could say that it is remote. When we use this adjective remote, we're talking about something that is far away. Not just far away from where you are, far away from anything, all right? So getting there is very, very difficult, could take you a lot of time, could be very expensive. The South Pole, you could say, is very remote. Even Australia is quite remote from most other parts of the world. Even if you're flying from America, Europe, here in Taiwan, it takes many, many hours and you have to go many thousands of kilometers to get to somewhere because it's remote. And certainly these islands in the North Atlantic up there, they would definitely be remote places, places that are far from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say the island of Tasmania, south of Australia, is a very remote destination.
Next, the article then says, that is until one islander decided to take matters into her own hands. So, not a lot of, well, Google didn't get a chance to go there.
Nope.
So, she decided, hey, you're missing out on us. Let me do something about it. So, she's taking matters into her own hands. This is our shortcut for you. Let's first take a break to learn more about what this means.
Shortcut for you.
Tell the factory they need to lower the prices.
Yes, boss.
Well?
The factory says it can't unless we place a bigger order.
Then go and deal with that.
Yes, boss.
Well?
We need to cut costs to place bigger orders.
I'll have to take matters into my own hands.
Yes, boss. Wait. What does that mean?
To take matters into one's own hands means to do something oneself instead of waiting for other people to do something.
Gotta take matters into one's own hands means 亲自处理问题.
Right. So, to cut costs, you're fired.
You can't do that. Then no one will do all the work.
In that case, I'll take matters into my own hands. I do the least work, so I'm fired.
What?
So there we are. Before the break, we learned that this lady on the Faroe Islands, very remote islands, decided to take matters into her own hands when she discovered that her island and its streets were not on Google Street View. She decided to do something about it, not by calling up Google and saying, hey, send your people over. No, she knows they're very far away. So she decided to do it herself. What did she do? Well, it says she decided to map her home using sheep. That's right. She's going to make a map, not using a horse or driving around in a car or flying over it in an airplane to draw the land. No, she's going to use a sheep. Now, you know, it's been a long time since I was in high school and studied a lot of animals, but I don't remember sheep being very good at drawing pictures and lines and measuring things with rulers. In fact, I think most sheep couldn't even hold a pen. So how does a sheep create a map?
And I would imagine they would go like everywhere and they don't listen to people as well.
Or would just stand in one place and eat grass all day. If you want to map this area of grass, perfect. If you want the sheep to walk through the city and find out where the church or the local high school is, I don't think that would work. It would be a very bad idea.
Yes, indeed. All right, so next in the article it says, the project named Sheep View 360.
Not Street View?
Sheep View.
Sheep View.
Good catch.
Not Street View.
Sheep
okay.
Sheep View 360. That's quite clever.
Yeah.
Was started by a local named Dorita Anderson and a few friends. Okay, let's see how they decided to, were they, how they got the sheep to listen to
them. Well, good for them. It's a bit of a crazy idea, but good for them for trying to do it on their own. Why did they do this? Well, of course, to make a map of their islands, but they had a bigger goal. They wanted to convince Google to come and map the Faroe Islands. So I guess they felt that just writing an email might not be enough to get Google to come, so they'll start to sort of do it themselves, and maybe that will convince the people at Google to send some of their own staff, some of their own equipment, to help create this map. Here we have this verb, to convince. When you convince someone, you are using words to persuade them. You are using words to change their mind or to get them to do what you want them to do. Okay, so if you're trying to get your friend to come to the movies with you when they're not in the mood, you can't really say, come to the movies or I'm going to hit you. No, that would be terrible. No, you'd have to use nice words to give them, come on, it's going to be fun. It won't be so much fun if you stay home. You don't have a lot of, that's okay. I'll lend you some money. Oh, it's going to be great. And they'll go, I don't know. Okay, you've convinced me. Your words have changed my mind. Your words have made me do what you want me to do. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they thought they'll do it, and this will be enough to get the Google people to come over, to convince them to come over. For example, we could say the young boy could not convince his sister to lend him her bicycle.
No
way. She thought he'd break it or something.
Yeah, I don't trust my brother much.
No.
I'm just kidding. I do kind of. All right, so next in the article they say, they turn to sheep to draw Google's attention since the islands are home to nearly twice as many sheep as people.
Wow, that's a lot of sheep.
Yeah.
Or very few people.
Yeah, very few.
Probably very few people and a lot of sheep.
Because it's really far.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, yeah, so basically, there's not enough people to make these maps. Well, why not use sheep? Because there's so many of them, you have to give them something to do. So when you turn to someone or turn to something, it means that you're looking for someone or looking to someone for help. So they're asking these sheep to kind of please help us out with making this map. So you can turn to them or you can seek for help from the sheep or you can look for help from someone.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I guess then they don't have a lot of choices. They do have a lot of sheep. So what did they do? How do you turn a simple grass-eating sheep into a map-making sheep? Well, it tells us how. They created a special collar and attached a solar-powered camera to five sheep. Well, there's a good start. Okay, so a collar, that's sort of like the necklace that an animal might wear. Dogs often, for example, will wear collars, or other animals can too. And yes, often scientists will attach equipment to a collar, right? They can attach those little radio things to a lion. So no matter if the lion goes anywhere, they can still find it. So that's basically what they did. There's a collar, and on the collar, or attached to the collar, is a solar-powered camera, which of course will take pictures, and it's solar-powered. It's powered by the sun, so they can leave it on for a long time, and it will never run out of power. It won't work in the night, but that's okay. You can't take pictures at night very well, but as long as the sun is up, the sheep can walk around taking pictures. We also had this word, attach. Tell us more about this verb.
Attach is a verb. It's spelled A-T-T-A-C-H, and it means to tie or put something onto something else. For example, if you're sending an email, we often have many attachments, or we need to attach files onto the email. Okay, for example, we can say, Jennifer attached some files to the email and sent it to her friend.
And that's a good idea, of course, because you don't want the collars or the cameras to fall off.
Right.
You want them to be there so they're attached to the sheep. And then what did they do? Once the sheep have the collars and the cameras, it says then they let the sheep wander around the island snapping photos. Okay, so it's fairly simple. Sheep will not usually stay in one place for very long. They eat the grass here, and then they walk over there to eat that delicious grass over there. Now, when you're walking around and you don't really have a goal, you're not saying, I'm going to the bank, I'm walking to the library, I'm going to my friend's house, If you're just walking to enjoy walking, to look around, to explore a place, we can often use this verb to wander. Okay, mm-hmm. When you're wandering, you could end up walking in a big circle, but the point is, it doesn't really matter. You're just trying to check out some cool stuff and see whatever is out there. For example, mm-hmm. we could say John was hungry and wandered around looking for food. He didn't know where to go. He just thought, I'll try this street, then maybe I'll go down that street, hoping he would find some food. And soon, the plan turned mm-hmm. into a big success. People from all over the Faroe Islands were helping map out their homes using everything from wheelbarrows to kayaks. Those are some interesting things. That's very different from the Google truck. What's a wheelbarrow?
A wheelbarrow is basically a single-wheeled vehicle used to move things. So it's often, I remember as being, no, red is another one, but a mm-hmm. wheelbarrow is basically you have to lift it like this
with two hands.
Two handles
that you hold.
Yep. And then you have a wheel in the front.
At the front.
To help you move things easily.
And a big bucket, and you can put lots of things. They're very common to find around in gardens and places like that. You can fill it with rocks or dirt or plants.
Soils.
And just walk around with it. No power, your legs give the power. But it's a simple machine that can work in very small spaces. So that's good if you're trying to, you know, take pictures around your farm or something. But what about the water? Remember, the Faroe Islands are surrounded by water. Well, then in that case, it says they used a kayak. A kayak is a very simple boat. Usually it's just for one, maybe two people. And you will paddle a kayak using a paddle with a blade on both ends. And people kind of do it like this. They're very, very good for being out in rough water because they're hard to sink and they're fairly easy to use as long as you have good strong shoulders, but a kayak is a simple way of traveling on the water. So what happened in the end?
All right, so the article then says, eventually, in the fall of 2016, Google took notice and sent help. So this really did convince Google to go to the Faroe Islands, and eventually, this helped Google come here.
And you notice there we had this adverb eventually. Eventually is a great word to use when telling a story because you're giving the idea that time passes and then this happens and then this occurs. But the eventually is the big clue that it took some time. It didn't happen right away. It didn't happen the next minute. It happened after a few hours or days or even longer. Okay, so eventually after some time passed, Google sent some help, but they didn't do it right away. For example, the man was lost in the woods, but eventually found some help. Okay, so Google did send some help eventually. That's good, but it wasn't that Google truck I was talking about. I guess the Faroe Islands are far. Sending the truck so far would be difficult and expensive, and the islands aren't that big anyways.
Yeah.
So even if they had the Google truck, it would be finished the job in 2 or 3 days. So what did they do? It says they didn't just send vehicles, though. They didn't just send cars and trucks, which are vehicles.
Right. So the article says, instead, Google gave Andersen and her friends cameras and training so they could finish mapping the islands on their own. So I think that's actually more helpful instead of just saying, here's a car, take it, and mapping the islands for you. I think this was also really cool that they also had the training and they also learned how to do things the way Google did. And of course, I think they would know the island better than the people from Google.
That's a good point. And it's probably going to cost Google less money anyway, because all they have to do is send the equipment. And they were going to do that no matter what. So this way they get local people to do it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. The local people learn some skills. And hey, it would be nice to sort of look at pictures of your own country and say, I took that picture.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. All right, guys. We'll take a short break, but then we'll be back to wrap it all up.
For You Chat.
All right, so welcome back. And we learned that because these people live so far away, they lived in the Faroe Islands, that they didn't really have the chance to have a Google Street View, or they didn't really have maps of their country, so they decided to take things into their own hands. Now, our For You chat question for the day is, what methods would you use to map your country for Google?
Interesting question. Well, let's say we're talking about Taiwan. The good news is most of Taiwan, especially the big cities, has already been mapped. But I've noticed that in some cities, in Taipei, for example, there are some really narrow streets. And some of those streets, they don't actually send the truck down. Maybe it's too small. Maybe the street was very busy that day and they didn't want to waste time. So I think maybe doing some of the small streets, maybe using a bike or U-bike volunteers or something, that would be good.
Yeah, or definitely motorcycles, because
motor
we
scooters.
Have so many around, and it's easy for them to, I think, turn into small alleyways and stuff, or maybe even cats.
That's a cats.
Yeah, you there's can, a lot of alley cats
that's
around.
That's true. You'd be able to map the top of the building, where all the mice live, where's the best cheese, all that kind of stuff. That could be very interesting. What about you guys? Do you live in a part of Taiwan that hasn't been mapped by Google? Maybe it's a remote place. Maybe you live on Matsu or Penghu or somewhere like that. How would you map your part of the world if you were making maps for Google? Have a chat about that, and then we'll see you back here very soon for more English fun. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mapping the world on the back of a sheep. Using its 360-degree cameras and vehicles, Google Street View seems to have put nearly every road on the map. One place that always escaped Google's notice, however, was the remote Faroe Islands between Norway and Iceland. That is until one islander decided to take matters into her own hands. She decided to map her home using sheep. The project, named Sheep View 360, was started by a local named Dorita Andreasen and a few friends. They wanted to convince Google to come and map the Faroe Islands. They turned to sheep to draw Google's attention, since the islands are home to nearly twice as many sheep as people. They created a special collar and attached a solar-powered camera to five sheep. Then they let the sheep wander around the island, snapping photos. Soon, people from all over the Faroe Islands were helping map out their homes, using everything from wheelbarrows to kayaks. Eventually, in the fall of 2016, Google took notice and sent help. They didn't just send vehicles, though. Instead, Google gave Andreasen and her friends cameras and trainings so they could finish mapping the islands on their own.
Vocabulary Review.
Remote. This village is so remote that the nearest store is over 20 kilometers away. Convince. Ava tried to convince her parents to let her go on a weekend trip to Kending with her friends. Attach. Paul attached a photo to the letter that he had written to his friend. Wander. The street cat wandered around the neighborhood, looking for food. Eventually. At first, Georgia hated gym class, but eventually, she started enjoying playing sports.